we had a shaila. We had a shaila whether an aro can eat mitzvah or not. So we tried to prove it, and we're going to start it again. The proof that an aro can't eat mitzvah. We're going to start an ayin gimel of an aleph, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seventh line from the top. I assume we're still on 73A1. I assume so. Seventh line from the top.
I had two already.
Ah, A2, I'm sorry. Amalo. So Rosh Hashanah answered them to Nisua to the Ferish Mishnah. The Mishnah Mikurim, oh sorry? Seventh line from the top, 73A.
Sorry.
Before that, I went back.
Two.
It's one.
Again, I started the Mishnah again. I went back. Seven lines to the top. Not my Shire. My Shire is more to the bottom. I'm going back. Amalu, we said to them, to the Yisrael, we learned it in the Mishnah. Hatuma v'abikurim chayavan alem misa v'chaymish. Tuma v'abikurim, if a czar eats it, he's chayav misa, and if a czar eats it, b'shaygig, he has to pay a chaymish. Now, by Meiser, there's also a chaymish, Rashi points out, but that's if one redeems Meiser, not when one eats Meiser Sheni. There's no punishment for eating Meiser Sheni, so one is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni.
If you don't.
It doesn't belong to him, but it's his right to eat, correct.
He'll give it to, like, a third party.
No. Batsurim Lazarim, and it can't be eaten by a czar, or Meiser Sheni can. Venikse Kayan belongs to the Kayan. He can marry a woman with it. Meiser Sheni, this Mishnah holds, like Rameyer, the Meiser Sheni Momen Gevaya. The Meiser Sheni is not considered owned by the person. He has a right to eat it, but he doesn't have monetary ownership of it. V'aylim Becher Rameyer. And it's only bottle 1 to 100. This is a rabbinic law that truma needs 100 to 1 chulin. Utuunen rechitzes yadayim. If you eat fruit of truma, produce of truma, one has to wash their hands, even if it's dry fruit. Whereas by chulin and maizer sheni, dry fruit does not need, require, or encourage to wash one's hands. The Gemara says, "Chulin hanoy to yadav leperes harizem migasi horuach." Rashi quotes, "If it's wet fruit, we paskin that a person. I mean, it's machlekes b'smanazeh, but the Gemara says the person should wash their hands. We're saimach and a magen Avram, who says that we paskin that you don't have to do it anymore, so we're not careful until matara. But there are those people that do it. The grub paskins, you have to do it. Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's preferable to do. Again, we're not going to get involved in that now. Just pointed that out." And the harem shemesh. If a guy becomes tamei, as soon as he goes to the mikveh, he can eat maizer sheni. A tamei cannot eat maizer sheni. But as soon as he becomes a tful yayim, which means he went to the mikveh, even though the sun did not set, he can eat maizer sheni. However, truma, he cannot eat till the sun sets, which will be the subject of conversation coming up in the next few blocks. How do we know that? How do we know that maizer becomes a mutter after mikveh, and truma doesn't become mutter until after the sun sets? What is the source for that? And harelu b'truma b'kurim, mashen kim b'maiser. Right. Now, back to the, now we're bringing the raya. B'yimisa, if you're going to say an aru is mutter b'maiser sheni, and we know an aru can't eat truma and b'kurim, so this the aru aser b'hem, mashen kim b'maiser. Why doesn't it say that an aru is aser and truma b'kurim, and it's mutter b'maiser? And since it doesn't say that, it's a raya that aro is also usher and maizer. So Drashi, third line, if isa the kal mechamer le'yolof, if you're going to tell me that we don't learn out maizer from Pesach, right, so mutter b'aro b'maizer, so why is it listed? It's a raya that the gzeir shava does work both ways, and we learn out maizer from Pesach, that an aro cannot eat maizer sheni. So the gemara no raya, tana v'shayer. The Brisa, the Mishnah listed some and left over others. Frank the Gemara, my Shire, the High Shire. We have a rule. The Mishnah doesn't leave one thing out. If it's not doing a comprehensive list, then it leaves out more than one. To leave out one, that a Mishnah doesn't do. So the only thing you found so far that left out is Aro. What else did it leave out? Zok to Gemara, I'll tell you what it left out. The Tani Sefer. It left out things in the end of the Mishnah. You're right. In this list, the only thing left out was Uro. But that's not called leaving out one thing, because in the Mishnah continues it lists, it also left out other things. And therefore, this Mishnah is not a comprehensive list. We see it in the Reisha by leaving out Uro, but that itself would have been a problem. But since the Sefer leaves out other things, that's called leaving out a number of things, and therefore it's not a kasha. Now, what does it say in the Sefer? In the Sefer it says, Yesh b'maitzer bikurim asha'en kim b'truma. Maitzer and bikurim have halachas that don't apply to truma. Right? The first part of the Mishnah said what truma and bikurim have that maitzer doesn't have. And now the second part of the Mishnah says what maitzer and bikurim have that truma doesn't have. Number one, Sha'maitzer and bikurim t'unin havas mokim. You have to bring your maitzer sheni to a certain place, namely Yerushalayim. And bikurim has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So truma doesn't have to be brought anywhere. Truma can be eaten back home. So they have a chumrah that they require a bringing to a certain place to eat it. By Bikurim, you can't even eat it. It has to be eaten by the Kayan, but you have to bring it to him. Whereas Truma, you can give it to a Kayan who can eat it back in Tzvas. Rashi, Havas Makim, Havas Truma Nechelis Mikvulin. Truma can be eaten all over the place. Okay? What? Usually, yeah. Kuzlar is considered tamei, so you can't take truma there, rabbinically. The second thing is a tunim vidui. At the end of 3 years, there's a halacha called vidui meiser. Any person who did not give his trumas and meiseres on time says a vidui meiser. Now, he only says it if he didn't give his meiseres on time or his bikurim on time, so he says vidui. If once he says vidoy, he includes truma as well. But truma by itself will not... I'm sorry. Even bikurim, he wouldn't do vidoy. Let me explain. There are two vidoys. By bikurim, there's a vidoy. When one brings bikurim, there's a parsha of mikra bikurim. That is called vidoy of bikurim. Vidoy meaning expression. When he comes to give bikurim, there's something he says. In the Evasius Rachis Bri Adama. Right? By Meister, at the end of 3 years, he has to say, Vidui Meister. Viarti Akadish Menabayas, Vigam Nasati, Venisatman and Mason, the whole Parsha and Parsha's Kisavai between Shani and Shlishi. It's Vidui Meister. Now, once he says Vidui Meister, he also talks about the fact that he gave to Truma. But had he given his Meisters on time, or if he wouldn't for some reason, then he wouldn't say vidui. Truma itself does not require the vidui. Once it's said, it includes truma. But truma itself does not require any expression at all and ever. Whereas meiser does require a vidui meiser at the end of 3 years. Rashi. Tuna vidui, biyarte akadish min abayis, hini hevesi esreshis by bikurim. That's called vidui. If you take a look at Tysus, tuna vidui, so Taisa says, even though the Gemara in the last Perek, in Meister Sheni, translates the word Vigam Nesativ Lelevi, Zu Truma, so he does say Vidui and Truma. So Taisa says, he only did that if he had Meister. But if he lost his Meister, and he would never say Vidui and Meister, he wouldn't say Vidui and the fact of Truma. Truma does not require Vidui. Once Vidui is said, Truma is put in. Yes.
This Meister Sheni is every year, right?
One, two, four, five.
So why is he saying it in the third year?
At the end of Meister cycle, which is 2 years of Meister Sheni,
and then Meister Ani.
And Meister Ani, and 3 years of Meister Rishon. One, two, and three of Meister Rishon that he gives to the Levi. He has to say a nusach called Vidui Meister. If you take a chumash, and you take a look at Parshas Kisavai, it says Kisachala Lasiris Kumaser Tvuascha Bashana Hashlishi Shnas Hamaiser Venasata Lalevi Lager Layasim Vamana Vachlu Bisharecha Bisaveyu. Ramartal of Nehashem Lakecha. And Biarti Akkadish Menabayas. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't say the Psukim. Thank you for the Musa. Yes.
Well, you gave us But the question is, this we're not Maizer Sheni now.
No, you're right. But Maizer Sheni is one of the things that require Vidui. The Vidui is said for Maizer Rishon, Maizer Sheni, and Maizer Ani.
But the you don't give Maizer Ani or Maizer Rishon in Israel. You don't have to.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
We're talking about Maizer Sheni then.
Hold a second. We're talking about things that happen by Maizer Sheni that don't happen by Truma. But we're not saying that it only happens by Maizer Sheni. We're saying things that apply to Maizer Sheni that don't apply to Truma. And we're saying there's Halacha Kofidu Maizer. The Halacha Kofidu Maizer is not uniquely for Maizer Sheni. It's for all Maizers. After a 3-year cycle of Maizers, a person has to say to Hashem, I have given all my Maizers in the right place.
Yeah, but I understand it. But
and that includes Maizer Sheni.
I'm saying, Havas Makom, yeah, only the mission, Maizer Sheni.
Exactly.
But Rebbe just said 4 seconds ago, come on, all Maizers.
Vidoy applies to all Maizers. The Mishnah there is using it uniquely for Maizer Sheni as opposed to Truma.
Havas Makom only applies to Maizer Sheni.
Correct.
Even though the Vidui is applying to all of it.
Correct.
Okay, so
it's not a Sira. Again, the Mishnah is trying to tell me things Maizer Sheni has that Truma doesn't have. It has that Halacha Vidui Maizer. Truma does not.
We say Vidui Maizer, do we say the words Maizer Sheni?
No.
Okay.
But it includes Maizer Sheni and doesn't include Truma.
I'm just saying it's not nitpicking at all. One part is only referring to this.
Because the Mishnah is only interested in the Maizer Sheni aspect. The Mishnah is not saying nothing else has it. The Mishnah says Truma doesn't have it.
So when we say that we cleaned out everything from the house, right?
That means Maizer Rishon, Maizer Sheni, Maizer Ani.
Is something wrong with keeping it 3 years?
You have to get rid of it, but okay, it's up in the fourth year.
I understand that, but the Maizer itself, it goes to the Levi.
Yes. You should give it right away.
Oh, but is it really wrong?
So this is a big shaila in Paiskim.
Is it
anywhere here? No, nothing to do with here. But there's a shaila in Paiskim, why it's called Vidui Maizer. Vidui usually means confession. Because Chinuch asks, why is this called Vidui? What confession is there here? There's no sin. Vidui usually refers to sin. So, this is machlokes. Some learn that the word Vidui doesn't mean confession. And that's how I answered. I said it means expression.
Proclamation.
If you learn that, then the question of Mechitzchenev is not a question. Vidui Maizer doesn't mean confess. Vidui Maizer means proclaim. Express. The Mechitzchenev learns from the fact that it's called Vidui Maizer that it's only said if a person didn't give his Maizers every year. If he gave it on time, he wouldn't have to say this. It's a vidoy on waiting to give it late.
You wouldn't have to say it?
That's what, again, the Mechaschinach proves it through the word vidoy. It's never discussed in the Gemara. Mechaschinach has a problem with the word vidoy, and therefore he says, you know what the vidoy is? The aveira of not giving it on time.
But who brought up the word vidoy?
Chazal call it Vidui
Maizer. But the Torah doesn't say that.
The Torah said no. But Chazal, you know, they're usually big people, Chazal, you know, Tanoim, Amaroim. The Mishnah calls the Vidui.
There's no word proclamation, is there? Is there another word for a...
Hakraza.
Again, I'm just telling you what the Mechitzchenech says. It's the Mechitzchenech's Raya, that you only say it when a person's late, it's in the fact that it's called Vidui. Now, from this Gemara, there's a shtickle problem, because it calls Bikurim Vidui as well. And there's no chet. That's a kasha, the Mechitzchenech, great kasha, we're not getting involved in it now. There's a Sepurnu, who's also shver from this Gemara L'chaira. Sepurnu, in Parshas Kisavai, learns that the Vidui of Biyarti HaKadosh Min Habayis is because, had there not been a chet ego, everybody would have sent their b'chor to serve in Yerushalayim. to do the Avodah. And they would have given their matanas to their Bechor. It would have stayed in the family. So I would have an older son as a Bechor. So he would be working in Yerushalayim. I would send him my Meister. I would give him my Truma. He would be my man. That I would keep everything in family. I wouldn't have to give it to Leviim, to Amiim. It's all because of the Chet HaEgel. So the Sipurno learned that the word Bi'arti HaKadosh Min Abayis means I caused by Chet HaEgel that the Kadosh leaves my house. It has to go to a different family. That's how the Sipurno learns. But he also understands the word Vidui to be Vidui, which is a little shrap in this Gemara. The Gemara calls Bikurim Vidui. Anyway, I just wanted to get out. So you have a cousin of Bechor. Somebody in your family is a Bechor, in your greater family. Even if you don't have a Bechor, but your brother has a Bechor, your sister has a Bechor, there's a Bechor in the family.
They would send their child.
You would send them too. It's your family. Some people like their nephews. Brothers-in-law. Your brother-in-law is a Kayan Kaplan? A lot of Kahanim in the cult.
They're
the family.
But he doesn't have a temper.
Okay. What? Nothing. Kahanim are supposed to have a temper.
Yes, I
do. Do Kahanim bring Bikurim?
Kahanim bring Bikurim, but they can keep it themselves. Kahanim have to separate Truma, but they can keep it themselves.
And they have to go to Yerushalayim too, right?
Bikurim, yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, they don't have to give it to anybody. They keep it to themselves.
Correct.
Literally.
Correct.
What are they doing that for? Severing it.
Because if not, it's Hevel. Chayav Misa.
No, it's just going through the motions.
It's not. It's separating Kedusha from Kedusha. It becomes Kaddish. It becomes Bikurim, and Aaron can't eat it. Tame can't eat it. And if they don't separate it, it's Hevel. This is a... You'll see in the ninth parak, there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns that truma is usher because it has a tevel is usher because it has a mixture of truma in it. In fact, Taisus said, then why can't a kohen eat tevel? He can eat truma. So this is, we'll get to it, Mer Tishem, in the ninth parak.
Which part is rebuttal?
What?
The man of Shaki.
Right. That's nice. Why should we get involved in that now? We'll wait until the ninth marriage. I know. So Tyson's over here points out, and that's what I meant to say before, that when you say Vidui Meister, you do include Truma. So what does it mean you don't say Vidui and Truma? The Mishnah Meister Sheni says that you do say Vidui and Truma. So Tyson says it's only because you're saying a Meister that you say Truma. But if a person would have lost his Meisteris, so he can't say Vidui Meister, if he didn't give it, then he wouldn't say Vidui and Truma. That's what Tyson says. Weiter. The Chayav v'asher l'aynan. And Meister and Bikurim are usher to an aynan, and Truma is mutter to an aynan, as we learned earlier. The Chol Zar taught us Zaras v'loyaninus. Remember, we had a whole sugya that a oinon can eat truma. But by meiser, says v'yachalti v'oini mimenu. And by kachim, we learn how an oinon is us. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon says that a oinon can eat bikurim. He learned an oinon can eat bikurim. What that machlokes is, we will see as we go along. The chayavim bebir is our halacha by Bikurim and by Shusheni, that if you didn't give it by Erev Pesach on the fourth year, you got to get rid of it. It's called Bir Maestris. If you didn't give it by the time you're supposed to say Vidui Meister, you have to do Bir Meister. There is no halacha of Bir Truma. If you didn't give Truma by Erev Pesach on the fourth year, give it afterwards. There's no halacha of Bir. Shimon Peiter. Shimon says Bikurim doesn't need beer either. And again, these machlokes will be explained. Let's catch up with Rashi.
Is there a time limit on Truma?
No. According to Shimon, not. According to the Tanakh, no. Shimon says no time limit on Truma, according to anybody.
That's what they mean by
Mater. Right.
So the reason for bringing all these things...
Piter.
The reason for bringing all these things to show that there's Chumash and Maaser over Truma?
But we're not interested in that now. We're bringing it to show that the Mishnah was not a comprehensive list. Because in that part, the Mishnah left out two things. We answered before that the Mishnah left out that Maaser is Mutter La'aro, and Truma Bikurim was not. So the Gemara wanted to know, you don't leave out one thing. So the Gemara said, oh, it left out things in the end, and therefore it's not considered leaving out one thing. In the second part of the Mishnah.
So
this is one Mishnah.
That makes a distinction between the two.
Yeah, the Mishnah there has nothing to do with our Gemara. The Mishnah there is saying, there's certain chumras that Truma Bikurim have, the Maaser doesn't have, there's certain chumras that Maaser Bikurim have, that Truma doesn't have. That's the Mishnah over there. We brought that Mishnah in the list of chumras of Truma over Maaser did not say Aro. Therefore, we wanted to prove that Aro cannot eat Maaser. We answered that the Mishnah is not a comprehensive list. There are other things that Truma has over Maaser that are not listed. Namely, Aro. It's an incomplete list.
What else besides
Aro? And for the Gemara, in that section of the Mishnah, nothing. But in the next section of the Mishnah, it leaves things out. So once it leaves things out, in the second section of the Mishnah, it will leave a thing out in the first section of the Mishnah, even though it's the only thing left out.
So far, we learned the...
Now, we're proving from the second part of the Mishnah that it's not a complete list. And once it's not a complete list in the second part of the Mishnah, even though the only thing you left out of the first part is Aro, that's okay.
We know yet that it's not a complete list.
No, because we haven't finished doing the second list. We've been going to the...
Listing the incomplete list.
So far, we're listing the incomplete list. And I'm catching up with Rashi. Then we will see the two things that list left out. And that shows us that the lists are not complete. That's why we're bringing this in. We're not interested now in the chumras of Maaser. That's not our interest. Our interest was to prove Aro and Maaser. We proved it by omission, by the fact that the Mishnah didn't list it. The answer is the Mishnah is not a complete list. Prove it to you, because you can't just leave out one thing. But the Mishnah left out other things in the second half of the Mishnah, therefore that means it's not a complete list. That's what we're trying to do. Rashi. The Chayavim Bebir, I'm sorry, I skipped. Basur and Ma'inan. Bikurim, Reb Shimon Matur, Bikurim La'inan, Kama Mefarish Tamayu. The Chayavim Bebir, Bikurim Ma'aser Sheni B'Shana Shlishis, in the third year. Shem Shoa Ma'aserisav, Shana Shoshayinu Shlishis, Shnia. Ma'licham B'Shlishis L'Yushalayim, U'Mitzvada B'Yarti HaKadosh Min Habayis. Now this Rashi is a little bit difficult because the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Bir is done Erev Pesach of year number four. Rashi makes it sound that Bir is done at the end of three. It has to be done before Erev Pesach of four. Mimoy Halichon, if he didn't take it by the time of Vidui Maaser, Mizbarim B'chol Mokim Shem, you destroy it. If you didn't bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim by end of year number three, Rashi says, then just destroy it. B'Shimon Paitzim B'Bikurim. Okay, now here are the things that it left out. For Elo, we're going to take one at a time. There's going to be two things that are left out. Number one, Aser Levarim Mehem B'Tumah. The halacha is by Maaser and Bikurim, if the Maaser or Bikurim are Tameh, or the person is Tameh, Maaser Sheni that becomes Tameh cannot be used for fuel. Maaser Sheni that becomes Tameh has to be destroyed. It cannot be used. It's Aser B'Hanah. Bikurim that becomes Tameh cannot be used for anything. Whereas Truma that becomes Tameh, you can use for fuel. You can use it. So here is an Isser that Maaser Sheni has and Bikurim have that Truma doesn't have. And that is Maaser Sheni based on Psukim and Bikurim based on a Hekesh, we will see. The Torah said cannot be used, eliminated in a way of a pleasure when it's Tameh. Whereas by Truma if it's Tameh, go right ahead and use it. That's the first thing that Mishnah left out. Rashi. V'ilu asir levarim hem betuma, l'tanakama, demakis bikurim l'maisi l'chol mili. Now, Rashi's pointing out, according to Shimon, this would not be true by bikurim. And let me cheat a little bit. Why is the machloikas Reb Shimon and Tanakama? They argued so far about two things. Is bikurim mutter to einon? Reb Shimon said yes. Tanakama said no. Is bikurim chayev and beer? Tanakama said yes. Reb Shimon said no. What does that machloikas depend on? The answer is as follows. There's a pasuk that says that the following things have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'chaltul lefnei Hashem alekecha. I'm not allowed to say psukim inside, I'm sorry. And then you can maishu sheni, ubchayres bekarcha v'tzenecha, v'chol nuderecha shetidar v'nidvesecha, utrumas yedecha. The word trumas yedecha refers to bikurim. And in one pasuk, the Torah put together what I have to eat in Yerushalayim. Maishu sheni, karbanas, bikurim. The Torah put him in one pasuk. So the Tanakh Kabbah says, the Torah is saying, there's a comparison. But it's usher in one, it's usher in the other, unless otherwise specified. My Maizu Shani, it says clearly, I cannot consume it when it's Tameh. I cannot use it when it's Tameh. In that same pasuk, it says Bikurim. My Maizu Shani, it says clearly, a person cannot eat it when they're in Einan. In that same pasuk of Maizu Shani, it has, not talking about Einan, but about Maizu Shani, it has Bikurim in the same pasuk. By Maizu Sheni, it says, that if you didn't get rid of it by the end of the third year, give it to the right people, you have to destroy it. Bikurim is in the same pasuk as Maizu Sheni. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, all halachas that apply to Maizu Sheni automatically apply to Bikurim, unless otherwise specified. Rav Shimma says, hold. Yes, Bikurim is in the same pasuk as Maizu Sheni, but the Torah calls Bikurim Truma, multiple places. Therefore, the Torah is saying, even though it's in the same pasuk as Maizu Sheni, it gets halachas of truma, unless otherwise specified. Therefore, Reb Shimon says, not chayiv beer. Your source is a hekesh. The Torah called it truma. That trumps hekesh. You're telling me it's us and Tainan based on the hekesh. The Torah called it truma, which is mutalainan, and therefore that trumps the hekesh. Same thing here. The Torah said I cannot destroy Maishu Sheni when it's Tamei. Tanakhama says, the Torah put Maishu and Bikurim in the same pasuk. The same what applies to one applies to the other.
So he's using the word Truma to bring...
Trumas Yedecha means Bikurim.
To learn that Bikurim can be eaten by an item because Truma...
The Torah referred to it as Truma.
Okay, that's a Kiddush.
That's why Reb Shimon said it. Today's the yard side of Reb Shimon. The Heilig of Reb Shimon. We're learning the words of Reb Shimon. Tana Lekai, Reb Shimon ben Yochai. This is him. Yes, he's got a lot of kedushim. This is Reb Shimon. We're learning the words of Reb Shimon. Not Rashi. His chus should be young and aloyim.
Was there
a
machlokes
that
Reb Shimon applied to?
Was it? Everyone agrees that Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yochai. No machlokes.
Wasn't there two opinions?
No.
But who was that by?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There was someone that said, maybe it's among Sukkot, maybe it's Sukkot. What are we learning in the
room? I have no idea what you're learning now. Rashi. Don't you ask me, Elo Asa Levi, member Tumma. The Tanakhama, the Makish, Bikurim, Lamaisa, Lachom, Mili. The Tanakhama that makes the Hekish. Of Truma to Bikurim to Meiser for all halachas. Havelei lemisni v'asul ahadlik mehemim nitnu. Should have said you're not allowed to use it as fuel for gatame. They ain't tumasim matirim lavara. Their tumma does not permit them to be consumed. But I mean it, Avagavelei nit the Meiser lachilu shtiya v'sicha. V'chalta, hanimilitar. Avaheka the nitma lechazi lachilu yadlikvai. Don't say. That when do we say Maiser has to be consumed by eating, drinking, or smearing? It's only by Tahar. But by Tameh, since you can't do eating and drinking, therefore, you should be able to use it as fuel. The Torah says no. Elo asir levar betumek, simply be artim imenu betameh. Mashen give the truma, the tumasa matirasa b'havara. When truma becomes tamei, you're allowed to burn it. To the yalof will come on b'shmeis, and we will bring a pasuk for that. So therefore, the Mishnah left that one chumra out. Here comes the second chumra. And this is a major chiddush. V'oiklam b'tumas atzman leika mashen came b'truma. If a person's tamei and he eats ma'aser sheni, he violates the lav. And the Gemara later on will tell us what the lav is. If a person's tamei and he eats truma, he violates an atzei. He gets no malchus. If a person's tamei and eats kachim, he's chayv karas. If a person's tamei and eats ma'aser, he violates the lav. If a person's tamei and eats truma, he violates an atzei only, which means he doesn't get malchus. Now, that means Meiser is stricter than Truma, and Bikurim is in the same pasuk as Meiser, so the Tanakhama makes the Hekish, and Rav Shimma says, because the Torah called it Truma, right? So here is another Chumra that the Tanakhama could have listed, that V'ayichlum etumas atzman like of Hashenkim betruma. Like Tani, doesn't say these two Chumras in the Mishnah. Alma, Tani v'shayer, is a Raya, that the Mishnah is an incomplete list. It's not a comprehensive list. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, V'ayichlum etumas atzman shaguf tar v'hein tamayim loika. Because the yalof will come on, like we will learn out later on. Mashenkim betruma, the ain't a muzer ba'al betumas aguf. The only time a person is, I said when a person's tummy eats truma, it's not a lav, mistake. If the truma is tummy and he eats it, it's only an asay. The meister is tummy and a person eats it, he's over a lav. Tumas atzman, not the person, the meister itself, right? The ain't a loser bar, but tumas aguf, which goes on truma, that he gets a lav. My mistake. I have a tumas atzma, my matzinu azara. But when the truma itself is tummy, there's no azara. The ashkumay lekama el iser asehu. The ashkumay lekama b'shmaitzim. We only find an asay. If the truma is tamei, my mistake. We like tani lei shmami not tani v'shaya. End of raya. At the end of the day, we have no proof that Aro was aser b'maitzim so far. There is no proof that Aro was aser b'maitzim because we tried to prove it from the omission, and the answer is that mission is not a comprehensive list. We said prove that, and we did. We saw two other things the Mishnah could have said and not said. Therefore, it's not a comprehensive list.
But the first list is more comprehensive.
In certain things one way, in certain things the other way. That's what the Mishnah is trying to say over there. It's not always.
That comes tummy, you can't even bring it. Can you bring it to
the Mishnah? Can't bring it, and it's also to consume because it's in the Hekish of Meiser. Again, the Tanakhama says all chumras that apply to Meiser apply to Bikurim. How do I know that? The Torah put them in the same pasuk. The Torah wasn't talking about these chumras, but the Torah put Meiser and Bikurim in the same pasuk to say compare one to the other unless otherwise specified.
So which one? Well, Shimon said, if it becomes tummy, you can burn like
truma. Correct.
Which one can you bring
for truma? There's no bringing betuma. Which one can consume betuma?
Yeah,
truma. If somebody has truma tomato, the client can use it for his Shabbos candles.
Oh, but that consumed.
Well, that's consuming it, no? I'm sorry. Consume doesn't have to mean eat. Consume means use in a pleasurable way. That's my mistake.
Mean,
that's what right, that's what I meant to say. Hano kiloi. This is the key word here. Hano of kiloi is what we're talking about. Because the issur of using meiser, doesn't mean it's asur b'hano. It means you cannot use it, devour it, destroy it, eliminate it in a way of pleasure. If you want to use your meiser sheni to support your gemara, so you can lean the Gemara on it, when you're learning, there's no Isser. It's not Asr Bahano.
But Truma, I can take Tami Truma.
And use it in a way that you consume it. That's why I used the word consume.
What I meant was, let's say, can I give it to someone?
To do what?
What?
To do what?
Let him use it for fuel.
Yes.
No, but
yes.
When I gave it, That's not kilui.
That's a mutter.
I thought Rabbi said
I said the only thing that's usher by miser.
No, I'm talking about truma now.
Truma is mutter. Even yeah. Hanoah shall kilui.
I know, so meaning if
the coin.
I gave it to another coin, right?
So he can use it as fuel.
But when I gave it, is that considered kilui?
No. No, you didn't destroy it. It's around in the world.
I thought you said I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Truma, what am I allowed to do with it?
Anything. Anything besides eat it.
I get enough from it.
But not only, I'm trying to differentiate that there are two kinds of hanos. Because my tshesheni is not aser b'hano. It's aser b'hano shel kiloi.
So if you can pay back, that would be, that
called yeah,
kiloi means in a way you do, get rid of it.
Exactly.
You can't destroy it and have pleasure.
Can I pay back a debt with it?
Yes.
All of them?
But my tshesheni is worthless. There's nothing to do with it. Why would anybody accept it for their debt? Can't do anything with it. If you want to take your Maitre Sheini and use it as a shtender for your Gemara, you can. You're not destroying the Maitre Sheini. It's intact. You haven't gotten off from it. It's fine.
Question, could you...
Not Asa B'Hanah. There are very little Hanahs you can have from it, because usually Hanah comes from the fact that somebody can consume it. It's not a consumable. But it's usable.
Is it usher to give to a behema?
Yes. That's Biharti Mimeno B'Tamei. You cannot consume it if it's Tamei. You have to destroy it.
And the other thing, like the what was that one?
True B'Tamei?
Yeah,
no, you can't. You can only use it for fuel, things like that, because that's a different thing. You don't give human things to animals. That was the kashinim because it's a malchus behema.
If you have truma, so that's our kashinim.
Correct. And it's not really a malchus behema because all malchus behemas is pater from truma. It's one of those things that can go either way. That's what we spoke out there. Right. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Mamish words. I got to learn on Shimon's word on his yard site. Right.
See, if you want to use it first of all, and you want to make zevul out of it, is that considered a kiloi? Is that a mizayan for it, maybe?
No, it's kiloi. It gets destroyed. Then Rabbi Cohn, did you understand what I was trying to say? No, about Shimon. We know about the difference between truma and mizayan.
It's hard for me the first time Rabbi does something to comprehend quickly. I work hard. It's just unbelievable. We had that in
Paliyatay. Amar Batsur La'ayinam Reb Shimon Mata Minavu. Where did the Tanakhama see that it's Asur La'ayinam? That the Gemara Dachsev Leishuch Alecha B'Sherecha Ma'aseh Tikoncha B'Tereishcha B'Tereicha U'B'Chayres B'Karcha B'Tenecha. The Bach adds that. And it ends in the Pasuk B'Gaimer, and it ends the Trumas Yedecha. B'Yamar Mar Trumas Yedecha Elu Bikurim. And we learn at Masechtas Markus that Truma B'Yedecha is Bikurim, because the Pasuk is saying you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's not true by Truma. It's only true by Trumas Yedecha, which is Bikurim. The Iskish Bikurim L'Maitzer. And it compares Bikurim to Maitzer. My Maitzer Asalainan, a Bikurim Asalainan. What is Reb Shimon's response? Truma Karinu Rachmana. The Torah calls it Truma. That trumps the Hekish. My Truma Mutaris Lainan. A bikurim b'tarim line, and the next halacha b'chayavim b'bir, right? Tanakhama said you got to get rid of it by the end of the third year. Shimon Peiter, mar makish, mar loy makish, say machloikis. You make the hekish, don't make the hekish, and the two chumras that the Mishnah left out also depend on that, right? The fact that you can't be mevarim them b'tumah is because you learn how bikurim from Meitzer. Rav Shimon says no, you don't. The fact that eichlum b'tumas atzman loika. It's because you learned Bikurim from Meitzer. Shem says you don't. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. V'yomer mar. Masechtas Makas. Tumas Yadchela Bikurim. The boy Havos Makim. That has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Kedusiv. V'samto Batena V'holachta. Put it in a basket and go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'asam Hashmina Naseh. There it says a mitzvah Saseh to take it to Yerushalayim. V'hoch Hashmina Nazaris Lav. And here, from the Hekesh, we learn not a lav, la'ichlam bikvulam, Now, I want to explain something. Let me just finish the Rashi. Dilu truma mamish kachagvuli. Truma is something that can be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be within the walls. Now, I want to explain something. We can never learn out a punishment or a love based on logic. Chavachaymer, Ma'atzar, Tzadashava, can't. But you can learn out a Zereshava or a Hekesh can teach you a love or a punishment. And the reason is as follows. Chavachaymers, Tzadashavas, Binyanavs, are all logical comparisons. Your logic can't teach a love because your logic might be flawed. We don't know. It's only human logic. We can learn out Isurim, but we cannot learn out punishments. Whereas Gzeirah Shava and Hekesh are the Rabbeinu Shlalom telling us. He tells it to us by handing down Gzeirah Shavas or by making a Pasuk a Hekesh. So the Rabbeinu Shlalom said, compare A to B. If he says it, that's his comparison. I don't have to worry about if there's an error or not. Shimon says, Tumu Mataris Lainas Akrashi, because Amr Beresh Perkin, Zaris Amartil Uncle Leonidas. We learned that out of the Pasuk Bechol Zar. Mar Makish, Tanakama Makish Bikurim Lemaiser, Sibbe Biarti Hakaidish. Period. So we ended up explaining the Mishnah. Now, we want to go into a fact that we mentioned. We mentioned.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Sure.
I asked before about the Koran, if a Koran, what does a Koran do? So you said he keeps it, and that's good enough. But what I didn't understand is he brings it, does he have the chiyuv to put it in a tenor and to do vidui and to take it to Yerushalayim and to talk to himself when he does a vidui, or he has to give it over to another Kohen?
He can keep it himself, I believe.
So he takes it in a tenor, goes up to Yerushalayim, go to Har Bayis. I guess the Har Bayis, he does it in the Beis Hamikdash, and then he does vidui to himself?
He says vidui to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Vanisa Vamarka Lufnei Hashem
Elokecha. Yisrael, what does he do with the tenor?
Takes it to Yerushalayim and does the same thing as you would do. The only difference is, you hand it to the Kayan, he can keep it himself.
He puts it down and picks it up,
no? You're asking me how he would do Tnufa himself? Usually it's the Kayan and the owner here, he's both? I don't know. Maybe he would use another Kayan. But he can keep his Bikurim. By the way, Bikurim can be eaten in Yerushalayim. He can take it to his hotel where he's staying in Yerushalayim and have a lunch with Bikurim.
Right.
Make a fruit salad, a Bikurim fruit salad.
Right, but the problem is the vidui, he said he can do it, he's doing it to Hashem, he's not doing a vidui to a Kohen.
No, you don't do a vidui to a Kohen. It's Vanisa Vamarta Lufnei Hashem Elokecha.
So you just normally Yisrael just gives it to the Kohen. Kohen can decide what to do with the tenor and the Bikurim in it.
Correct. Now, usually there's a Kohen involved because there's something called Tznufa, where they have to wave the Bikurim. And that's done by the Kohen and the owner together. The question would be, if the Kohen is the owner, does he need another Kohen for Tznufa, or can he do Tznufa himself? And my answer is, I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
By Truma, it's that way for sure. A Kohen has his own tevel at home. He separates the truma and he keeps it. There's two parts to all these mitzvahs. One is separate them. Because if not, one is chayav misa for eating kevel. So he has to separate truma, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, maaser ani. So all requirements to be separated. The second part of the mitzvah is give it to the person who the Torah wants it given to. Well, if the kohen is the one separating it, he's automatically giving it to the person the Torah wanted given to, himself. He has no mitzvah of giving it because he is the Kayan. He can give it to himself. He wants to, he can. He doesn't have to.
But he can't give it to himself until he gets to Yerushalayim in the case of Bikurim.
Because there's a separate mitzvah called Havas Mokum. He's not punter from that. He can't eat Bikurim out of Yerushalayim. It needs to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and eaten in Yerushalayim. He's not absolved from his obligations as a Frum Yid. He doesn't have the mitzvah of giving it to a Kayan because he did already.
But did he give it to himself once he gets to Yerushalayim in the Tana, or he did it in Tel Aviv?
It makes no difference.
But in the case of
Israel, it makes no difference when he gave it to himself.
Israel has to come to Yerushalayim to do it, or you can get. Well, no, you said you can give it to a Kohen, who's your
No, I didn't say that. I don't know. You want to know? Can Israel give it to a Kohen in Tel Aviv and say, "Take care of my Bikurim"?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Mishnah in Bikurim that says you can send a shliach to do your Bikurim. So the Kohen would be his shliach.
Are you preempting? Are you being preemptive in the mitzvah? Maybe it only has to be done in Yerushalayim.
The Bikurim has to end up in the Beis HaMikdash. Has to end up there. You can't avoid that.
But the giving of...
The owner does not have to bring it himself. He can send it through somebody else.
But the giving of the Bikurim can be done prior to going to Yerushalayim.
Separates it prior to going to Yerushalayim.
And when he gives it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim, in Tel Aviv, before the Kohen goes to Yerushalayim...
The Kohen would be acting as his agent.
Yerushalayim.
Has to bring it to Yerushalayim. If he gives it to a Kayan, he's asking the Kayan to serve as his agent till he gets there and does Mikra Bikurim, and then the Kayan can keep it. I don't even know if the Kayan can keep it, by the way. If he acts as an agent for Yisrael, it could be he has to share it with the rest of the Mishmar. A Kayan on his own does not have to share with the rest of the Mishmar.
Okay.
The mitzvah bringing to Yerushalayim is a separate mitzvah. It has nothing to do with who you are. Anybody that has Bikurim has to bring it to Yerushalayim.
Right. I just want to know when it belonged to the Kohen. And
After you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's your obligation to get it to the Beis HaMikdash.
What does the person do? Is there shear for Bikurim? We get this huge ten
of... We give a 60th. Eilu Devarim Shein Lam Shira Peva Bikurim, and the Shalmi says that's only Midaraisa. The Midrabanan is Echad
Mishishim. But what does he do with it?
Takes it to Yerushalayim.
No, I'm saying the claim. What is he going to do with it?
Go eat it. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's in Yerushalayim.
He's sure
he's going to share it with his family. He makes a fruit salad. Huge fruit salad. Bikurim salad. By the way, Yisrael can't eat it.
It's very hard to be a Jew.
It's very hard to be a Jew. It's a wrong hashkafa. It's a pleasure to be a Yid. It's a pleasure in those days to be a Yid. You got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You know what it is coming to the Beis HaMikdash? It was an opportunity. You lived with God. You didn't just remember God three times a day. You lived with Him. He was a constant presence in one's life.
Right.
Yeah, I told you once that. What's up over here?